Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
Hello and welcome to the final episode of the 12 Days of Marketing and Business Planning with Joe Lucas. This has been an enormously fun ride for me as a recovering coach and a recovering therapist to talk to somebody who I have an enormous amount of respect for, who I have learned so much over these last 11 podcasts. And today is where I think, and I don't, it's not just I think, this is where the rubber meets the road. Everything else doesn't matter as much. You're not going to have any level of success unless you do what we're going to talk about right now. Joe said in an earlier podcast that, because I had said, hey, Joe, you know, I challenged him and said, hey, you know, buddy, what happens when somebody's off track? And the two things that you said were what?
Hey, tell me about your morning ritual. Tell me about your daily game plan.
And there you go. We just talked about the daily game plan on the last podcast. And today we're going to talk about the morning magic morning ritual. Let's go, Joe. Tell me what's going on.
All right. Hey, Matt. And first off, it's been a great journey. I'm looking forward to ending this series on probably the highest of the high notes by talking about the most important thing to commit to for your success personally and professionally as a human being, the morning success ritual, the hour of power, whatever it is you want to call it, but here's an immutable law of success. What you focus on in the first 60 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. So if you're waking up to email and Fox Biz and CNBC and the Wall Street Journal and all that inspirational stuff, and you wonder why you're in a bad mood all day, garbage in, garbage out. So to Matt, your comment about, you know, when somebody's going wrong, you know, what do we look for, right? Failure has clues. Success has clues. So if an advisor is just surviving, chances are, and they're not moving the needle, you know, they're waking up the wrong way. They don't have the proper morning ritual. They're not priming themselves. And what I mean by that is I want all your listeners to get the concept of, hey, we're an athlete. You know, we're a business athlete. You know, energy levels matter, right? Focus matters, right? Perseverance matters. So what do all great athletes have in common? They all have a pre-game or pre-event or pre-something ritual that does two things for them. It mentally and physically preps them, gears them to be excellent. If you take the premise that each business day is a game that we must play and win, then your morning is your pregame. And that's where you set the tone. And what I find is that when I have clients who are really rocking and rolling with their morning ritual, their daily game plans rock and roll. And like you've said in the last episode, if your daily game plan rocks and rolls, it all feeds in over time to being excellent and growing your business. So to me, this is really not going to be negotiable. I need an hour. And some people say, oh man, Joe, I'm not a morning person. Good. Neither was I. Become one, right? I have a tough time getting up in the morning. Set your alarm clock, suck it up, do the suck. Hey, you've got to get uncomfortable. You know, being in this industry especially, it does not require a lot to be average / mediocre. And that may be $100,000 to $200,000 a year revenue, and that's fine. But if you want to do mid-six, seven-figure, eight-figure money, you know, you're going to have to just commit, and it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to get up. Remember, hey, you're getting uncomfortable. It's more comfortable to sleep in than it is to get up. But that's one of the core, things that define us is what we do in that morning. So I want the first hour. So what are we going to do in that first hour? We are going to read that quarterly game plan, right, that we just talked about. We are going to create or review a daily game plan, what we talked about last episode. What else are we going to do? We are going to do some mental diet. We're going to watch, read, listen to something. Some of you may go ahead and do some spiritual work, which is all great. This is all priming to what we want to do, right? We're going to have that all handled. You're going to visualize. You're going to talk to yourself. You're going to do all these things to get yourself. And we have a very, very specific protocol that we use. You're going to journal. You're going to practice gratitude. You're going to do all these things in the first hour. And you're not going to do these in your office. So here's a couple caveats on the more MSR. I don't really care where it gets done, except I don't want it done in the office because it's too damn late for that. You know, if you're in and trying to figure this thing out, game's already on. You have no game plan. So whether you do it at home somewhere. I've got clients that do it at Starbucks, at Panera, in the car, at the park, in the car, in the parking lot of their office, if that's the only place. You need to put the time in. This is just one of the things that for a lot of you is going to sound highly uncomfortable, because some of you may have to give a half hour earlier, 45 minutes earlier, break some habits of the news. And I'm not saying you don't need to be aware of what goes on, but do your morning ritual first. Do all those things, then go check your email. Then go ahead and check, see what's going on in the world, right? But make the first 60 minutes sacred for yourself. You know, get your mind right so you can go ahead and do things. This is a business of consistency. So one of the things I always talked about was, you know, you can have a great Monday, an okay Tuesday, a mediocre Wednesday, but then Thursday and Friday fall off the cliff. What have you accomplished that week? It's mediocre, right? So one of the tenets of consistency, you know, is that morning ritual, you know, is really reviewing everything that we just spoke about. That's where we do the, you know, we talk about mindset. Well, how do you change your mindset? It happens as part of the morning ritual. This is where you do your reps, right? Some of my clients will work out, some don't work out. So that's the one major variable in the morning ritual. Some people will exercise, some people do not exercise. Personally, myself, I like the mornings for my ritual and for my creativity, my genius times, I like to call it. So I work out midday. I built in my schedule to go do that. So that's going to be a personal preference on what you want to do. But again, you know, you need to carve out that time. I know there's some young mothers. I've got to get the children off to school and stuff like that. So you know what? Get your child off to school, then do your ritual. Well, that means I'm not going to get the Allstate 30. So who cares? You know, I've got clients that used to swear they had to be in by 7 o'clock. And here's the thing. Come in the office 7 a.m., no morning ritual, no daily game plan. Next, do your morning ritual, do your daily game plan, come in at 8:30. By 5 o'clock, which day is going to be more productive for you?
Amen, brother. I love this. And you're talking about something you talked about right at the beginning, which is your ability to control. This can be a lifestyle business. You just have to give yourself permission to do this. One of the offices that I, right before I closed up my coaching business, I flew out to Syracuse, New York, and met with an advisor. Great guy, great office, probably one of the best staffed teams I've ever seen. And we were talking about his morning routine, and I was asking his team, when do you want him to come in the morning? And their response was, the later, the better.
Yeah.
And that gave him time, and they gave him the permission, Joe, which he needed, in order to get things done that he needed to get done, again, to get his mind right. And then when he would walk in at 10 o'clock in the morning, which of course, old school people are like, oh, it's way too late. I should have been there at 7:05. You know, he walked in, his team was more productive because they got their mind right. This isn't always about you. This morning magic isn't always about you. There is a ripple effect, isn't there?
That's a great point, which obviously we didn't really touch upon much here, which is, yeah, if you're a leader, so remember, your team is a mirror image of the psychology of the leader, you. So if you're unorganized, if you're unfocused, if you lack vision, if we have no goals, if we kind of run the business by our seat of our pants, our team's going to run the exact same way. And not saying we'll make some money. Again, the beauty of our business is that you could be a highly dysfunctional individual and still make six figures in our space, right? But man, if you can get your act together and do what we're talking about in the series between planning and rituals and energy levels and vision and everything else, what would you be capable of doing? And I think that's really the key thing here, right? And I'm not saying, look, and this may sound philosophical. Look, I'm not saying the end result is we all make more money, and that is going to be the end result, but it doesn't mean you need to go ahead and, you know, buy four cars and do this other stuff. You know, I've got lots of clients when we started looking at the global piece of what they wanted to accomplish. I've got a lot of clients that live way below their means. They don't work anymore because they have to. This is just what they do. This is what they enjoy. And so, you know, for them, we had to come up with something compelling. And, you know, I've got three or four guys that have started foundations. I got one guy who'll give away $500,000 a year now because he takes 50% of his revenue over a certain amount and just puts it towards his foundation. And all these things happen because of that morning piece that every day you're going to have a meeting with yourself. Remember, the most important meeting of the day is what? The meeting with ourselves, right? Because this is where we check in with ourselves. Hey, Am I evolving? Am I keeping my commitments to myself? You know, am I doing what's necessary? Am I leading effectively? Am I being the best human being I could possibly be, right? This is where this happens in the morning. And it's fascinating to me, Matt, that so many guys are in such a rush to get to their office with no plan, no concept. They feel like they need to be there, right? Because my God, if a client calls and they're not there, what are they going to think, right? Or my God, the market's open at 9:30 and I got to be there just in case. Like, dude, you're not running a hedge fund. Doesn't matter, right? It's not what we do. We're not doing that here, right? All these, I'll call them, you know, bad habits, anchors, associations. This industry does not do a good job, and I still don't think it does a good job at bringing new people into business. I think we train all wrong, and you know, it's about getting, and I deal with some firms, and you know, there's some old school branch managers, to your comment, Matt. Hey, you better be here at 7 o'clock, and you better be the first one in, the last one out. And I'm like, yeah, man, but if he's sitting there watching CNBC all day, not on the phone, who cares? Mm-hmm. Right? It just looks good. And that's what, and some people just want it to look good, but there's no productivity. So, you know, the beauty of our industry, it really can be what you want it to be. The problem is you got to decide what that means, right? You just can't. If you want to create a job, you create a job. If you want to create a business, you create a business. If you want to create something greater than you, something that's you know, has prosperity associated to it, you can do that too. But it all is going to, the glue is the morning ritual. That, like I said on a previous episode, if I've got somebody shaking and baking, moving and grooving, hey, tell me about your ritual. Oh man, it's rock solid. I hit the gym. I do this. I'm listening to this podcast series. I got all this stuff and reading my quarterly game plan. I mean, they're enthusiastic. They're locked in, stuff like that. And when I got somebody a little sideways, exact opposite. And so the one question that your listeners may be asking, what are some of the threats to a morning ritual, right? So if we all buy it, then how do we maintain it? So there's a couple things real quick, which I wanted to share. And this is going to sound kind of odd. One of the biggest threats to a morning ritual is a thing called vacations. Because a lot of advisors, and I get the human part of it, will say, oh, I'm taking a week off. I'm taking 2 weeks off. I don't have to do anything, right? So I'm going to sleep late. Who cares about the plan? All that other jazz. And that is a huge mistake. I do a morning ritual 365 days a year. And the weekends are not the same as the weekdays because my mornings are different, but I still run the same protocol. I'm consistent, right? And what are we talking about? You know, so instead of like having a daily game plan on a Saturday or Sunday, I'll catch up on my personal development reading, right? But I'm still going to read my quarterly game plan. Saturday, I'll probably read my business plan in the morning because that's what I tend to do. And I'm going to connect with it, right? So vacations are an actual threat. That's why you want to stay. You want to keep a level of consistency throughout. And then secondly, complacency. I'm all for changing it, right? Maybe doing it at your house gets stale. So maybe you want to go to a Panera or Starbucks and do it. Maybe you want to go to the beach or the lake or the forest or the park, whatever. You know, change it up a little bit so that it doesn't get monotonous, right? I want you to have that. I want you to have some dissimilarity when you do it. So experiment. But the key thing is this, do it.
We're wrapping up everything now, Joe, and what a great way to wrap that up. Anything from all 12 episodes, like how would you summarize, what is a great call to, besides just do it? What is another call to action? How do you want to finish this up?
I think probably sharing a fear, and let me explain what I mean by that. People ask me, Joe, what's your biggest fear? And my thing is that people/advisors don't recognize the true opportunity they have over the next 5 to 10 years in this industry. With all the things that I've already spoken about, the boomer retirement, the advisor retirements, their greatest generation passing on and leaving their wealth to the boomer generation. To squander this to me would be, it'd be devastating if I were an advisor. So I'm going to wrap it this way. Every advisor needs a coach. And I'm not saying, and look, the reality is I can't coach everybody. That's not the point. Go find some human being that A, knows what they're doing, B, has experience, C, that you resonate with, right? So don't sit there and say, well, they got a great process. You've got to, coaching is about the person, not the process. So go find yourself a person that you can resonate with who's going to challenge you, and then go all in. An advisor with the right coach is unstoppable. So that's how I want to end it.
Joe, thank you very much for spending all of this time with all of our listeners at Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Thank you very much for giving us a wonderful glimpse inside your business planning process. And I want to personally thank you because I learned a whole bunch, especially over the last three podcasts were super influential to me and made me rethink of the days that I wasn't as productive or I didn't feel where I wanted to feel. And it was because I didn't do what I normally do in the morning. So thank you. Thank you very much for your thought leadership. Thank you for the 51,000 individual coaching sessions that you've done, the thousands and thousands of business plans that you've helped our industry do. If you are not signed up for Joe, or if you do not have a coach in your corner, make that a priority in 2019. That's what this 12 Days of Marketing and Business Planning was all about, to give you insight into what your life could be like if you truly had a plan. So Joe, thank you very much.
Matt, thank you. It's been my pleasure to be here.
Make sure you tune in to the rest of the podcast that we're going to be doing here at Top Advisor Marketing. We've got an amazing lineup for the rest of 2018 and then all through 2019. If you are an advisor that does something truly unique and different from a marketing and branding perspective and you'd like to be on the show, please just go ahead and give us a call or send us an email at Top Advisor Marketing. We'd be more than happy to get you on. I hope you have a magnificent holiday season. I hope you have an amazing 2019, because you know what? It's entirely within your control. If you've got a plan, you can truly achieve it. And we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.